The summit in Switzerland is over, and President Biden and Russia's President Vladimir Putin are headed home tonight. As expected, there were no large breakthroughs. Instead, both sides cast the talks as businesslike. White House correspondent Yamiche Alcindor reports from Geneva.
A historic high-stakes summit between the U.S. and Russia. It began with a handshake at the doors of an 18th-century villa.
Will you find common ground?
On the shores of Lake Geneva, President Joe Biden spent hours with Russian President Vladimir Putin. President Biden said the meeting was constructive and that neither party made overt threats. But Mr. Biden did say he made it clear that Russian attacks on the U.S., cyber or otherwise, would lead to grave consequences.
I made it clear that we will not tolerate attempts to violate our democratic sovereignty or destabilize our democratic elections, and we would respond.
President Putin called the summit, quote, very constructive. Still, he took no responsibility for the cyber attacks from Russian criminals that have targeted U.S. infrastructure. And he dismissed questions about Russian military aggression in Ukraine. Before the meeting, both leaders said relations between the U.S. and Russia are at a new low. But today began with the two sounding hopeful.
Mr. President, I'd like to thank you for your initiative to meet today. I know that you've been on a long tour. Still, U.S. and Russian relations have a lot of issues accumulated that require the highest level meeting, and I hope that our meeting will be productive.
Well, thank you. As I said outside, I think it's always better to meet face to face.
President Biden referred to the U.S. and Russia as, quote, two great powers. In 2014, former President Obama notably referred to Russia only as a, quote, regional power, a dig that has stuck with Putin.